And now, it's back to Mandy Wiener on the Midday Report.
This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
12:37 here on the Midday Report. So did the earth shake for you this morning? It definitely did for me. I was in bed with my kids and the window started rattling and everything shook for a few seconds. So it does seem as though there was an earthquake this morning. The Council for Geoscience saying it wasn't a tremor, it was an earthquake. And it happened at about 6:32. It seems that the epicenter was around Boksburg. Some people have said 3.5. I've seen it go as high as 4.2. So let's find out a little bit more about this with Professor Ray Durham, who's the Exploration Earthquakes and Mining SA Chair. Prof, good afternoon for you. Thank you so much for your time today. So what was it? A tremor or an earthquake? Or was it Tatiana Schoonmaker breaking the world record?
Well, I think so. Yeah, that was a fantastic achievement, wasn't it? And I suppose there is a connection because she won gold, and the earthquake was largely because of the gold mining that has happened in the East Rand and here in South Africa for the last century. So there is maybe an obscure connection there, Mandy.
But that was very well done, Prof. Very well done. So what exactly?
It's just a matter of semantics, really. You know, the tremor often is used for something that's a little bit smaller, but an earthquake is the generic, term for anything that is felt, when the earth shakes. So it's just semantics.
And do we know what magnitude it was on the Richter scale at this point?
Well, there are several different magnitude scales. Now, you mentioned the one is called the Richter scale, and that's, strictly speaking, now this is getting a bit pedantic again, only applies to California. And here, if you use something similar to the Richter scale, but you adapt it to your region, to take into account the properties of the Earth here, we call it a local magnitude scale. And that is what is reported here by our Council for Geoscience, and that is the 3.5. But now the United States Geological Survey, they also located the event, but they use a global network of seismographs. And so their nearest station was, in fact, in Botswana, in Lebotsi, and they had others further into Africa. And they use a different magnitude scale called a body wave magnitude scale, and that is a slightly different magnitude. But these things will all be reconciled in the end. It takes, we look at the data from nearby stations and those from more distant stations and come up with an accurate description in the end. So they are
I did geography like for matric. And I did not know that the Richter scale only applied to California. So thank you for teaching us something today. And then just briefly, you said that it was likely related to mining. Is that the probable source?
Well, over the last century, there's been extensive mining around the edge of what we call the Witwatersrand Basin. And we find that voids have been created. And with time, there's the weight of, the gravity causes the weight of rock above these voids, and it slowly creaks and cracks and closes. And so you get ruptures forming in the earth, and then occasionally from time to time there's slip and enough rock that moves, there's enough energy released for it to be felt. Now, 90% of the earthquakes that we feel here in Johannesburg certainly are related to past mining activities. Of course, there can always be some earthquakes that are related just to natural tectonic movement of our plates and due to earth processes. And so sometimes it is difficult to separate between the two. But like an earthquake like this, which is located right above the old mine workings, we can say with a lot of confidence that it would have been related to the mine.
Professor Ray Durham, Exploration Earthquakes and Mining SA Chair, thank you so much for your time today. So you weren't imagining it. You definitely heard the earth shake. And they seem to think it was around 3.5, not on the Richter scale, but just on the scale of things that shake in South Africa.